When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We start with the Monday night football game last night where, well, Jameis Winston did a lot of good things. They also did a couple of bad things, and the Browns wound up falling to the Broncos in a high-scoring affair.
Denver, four-man rush. Quick throw outside. The ball is intercepted. Intercepted by the Broncos down the east sideline. This is going to be a house call. That is Jaquan McMillan.
Yeah, took it back for a touchdown, one of two interception return for scores by the Broncos, who win 42-31. Broncos radio with the call. That was Jameis Winston that threw the pass. He had a weird night because he threw for 497 yards, threw four touchdown passes, but three picks, two for scores. Here was Winston's reaction to his two interception return for touchdown night.
I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes. Like, that's just, that's not me. Like, a phenomenal game. Offense, do some great things. But I mess it up.
I mean, that guy is just the best.
That's amazing.
Pray to the Lord to deliver me
from pick sixes.
Yeah, Lord's got a lot of requests. Deliver us from Egypt, from bondage, and now pick sixes.
Pick six. I'll get to Jameis. I just got nine other things.
Can you imagine if he says that prayer before the game?
Yeah,
Lord, deliver me
from pick sixes. I mean, that guy just over the last few years has become the most entertaining player in the NFL.
It is genuine, though, Gene.
Yeah.
This is him. Like, the way he talks, that's how he is.
Yeah, that's crazy. I remember it all started with that eating a W thing. Remember that?
Which is brutal. Because for players, when a guy kind of leads the charge to heel talk and he starts eating W's, that's an instant L. You know you're losing that game. When a guy starts eating his fingers in public. It's bad.
I don't remember if they lost that game or not, but I'm sure they did.
Well, here's Sean Payton. His team did win. He says, crazy night.
Holy cow. You know, there's some games go maybe in a direction you think they're going to go. Obviously, that one went in a much different direction. We did enough, made enough plays in the end to win, so I'll just take questions.
And Bo Nix, 294 yards passing, a touchdown, was intercepted twice, but ultimately they got it done.
But it was just a complete team win. You know, we made our plays, got a lot to grow from, and then they made their plays. They got a lot to grow from, so it's good to have a bye week, and then, you know, we're going to come back and grow from it.
How about in the loss, Jerry Jeudy, 9 catches, 235 and a touchdown. In a loss! So the Broncos now 8-5. The Browns fall 2-3-9. You guys were talking about Aaron Rodgers and the situation here. Jeff Ulbrich did say on Monday that he is the quarterback. Why is he confident in Rodgers still under center?
The games where he was truly healthy, you know, go back to the second Patriot game. And then this game, I thought you started to see his mobility come back. And obviously, I think injury has a lot to do with what his numbers are this season.
Because they are down significantly.
Yeah. I mean, every time I hear him talk, he sounds like a guy who gets called on in class that's totally unprepared for the question, you know?
Or
like,
a guy that
didn't do the reading the day before, didn't do the work, and he's just spewing out a bunch of nonsense. And he's a good guy, and I said yesterday many times, I do feel bad for him. He shouldn't be in this situation, but he's just, I mean, he sounds nervous up there. It's just not his thing.
He's very polite.
Well,
as I'll play here, when he was asked if he's discussed this with Woody Johnson, A lot of coaches will tell you, and we've heard Brian Daboll say, when we talk about it private, we keep it private. Listen to the end of this.
We have good, healthy conversations, Woody and myself, so, and I'd like to keep those private, please.
Please.
But ask me again, and I might tell you.
I like the please at the end of that. That's funny. So you've got the Jets in Miami on Sunday. The Giants going to play the Saints on Sunday. No Taysom Hill. His season is over. Here's their interim head coach, Darren Rizzi.
Again, it's hard to sit here and tell you that you can replace Taysom. You can't. He's a phenomenal person, player, leader, captain, all those different things. So it's certainly a big loss, but, you know, that's the only way we can do is everybody else has to step up.
So there you go. A little bit of a break for the Giants on Sunday. Then the Niners. We knew about Christian McCaffrey likely being done for the season with the PCL injury. Well, it turns out Jordan Mason is done as well. He's got a high ankle sprain. Here was Kyle Shanahan. This is on McCaffrey being finished.
You know, it was a real frustrating year for him. He worked his ass off to get back to this point, and I think he was really feeling good and about to take off and just had that real unfortunate injury last night. So I know he's as crushed as anyone, but he'll get through this. He's a hell of a player, hell of a person, and an unbelievable 49er.
Yes, but now they have running back issues, as you can imagine, since they are both done. So we'll see where they go from there. And then one other thing from the NFL, which was Aziz Alshaer apologized on social media for the hit that knocked out Trevor
Lawrence. Yeah, I ended up reading that yesterday towards the end of the show. He didn't go full apology because then he just started blaming the Islamophobic people out there that were ripping him because I guess apparently that's the only reason why they didn't like him.
Oh.
But he did his thing yesterday.
That part I didn't see.
Yeah, I didn't see that either. Yeah, yeah. He said to all the people out there that are on me for being, you know, you racist Islamophobic people.
Right.
Yeah, okay. I mean,
so you're saying he was deflecting?
A little bit. Yeah, just a little bit.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm going to give you some of Rex Ryan. This is from ESPN talking about the whole quarterback sliding thing. So this is, it's about a minute, but I'll stop it prior to that, obviously. Just, you'll get the idea.
Yeah, you got to learn how to protect yourself. And I'm going to tell you right now, obviously it was a dirty hit.
I played the wrong
thing. I am so sick and tired of seeing people teach, you know, hey, slide. When you're running out here, you slide. The hell you do. Not when you're going full speed down the field and a defender's coming full speed at you. You don't slide. I can see this happens over and over and over again.
And what he wants is for quarterbacks to dive at the ankles of the defender rather than slide feet first.
Well, to Rush's point, a lot of times when you see these quarterbacks, they don't make a definitive slide to the very, very second. Yeah. These guys are running full speed. I don't know what guy in the NFL can stop on a dime and pull up like that. So, should he have pulled up? Sure. But overall, I don't think that it was malicious. I don't think he was trying to hurt Trevor Lawrence.
No.
I didn't take that from it.
The problem is his past.
Right. He's got a lot of issues. I mean, this is a guy who put a chokehold on Tom Brady. He punched somebody. Oh, Roshan Johnson and the Bears, he punched in the face earlier this year.
That happens, Gio. I'm going to be honest. Sometimes a guy just needs a good whack.
Just a good punch in the face, a good choke to the old time.
Nobody's a man until they get punched in the face.
Roshan Johnson is now a man. I don't know. I mean, some of these guys, I don't think he wanted to see Trevor Lawrence get carted off and like seize
Nobody
up on
did.
The field. But, I mean, I've seen a lot of guys also, you know, pull back. I saw it just in, with the Jaden Daniels. When he runs, he actually is a guy who goes, he falls forward and doesn't slide.
Which is what Rex is talking about.
Yeah, but he doesn't really dive at the knees or the ankles of guys. He just sort of falls forward.
But that's also how you end up with a concussion with a knee upside your head.
Exactly. So I don't think there's a right answer here.
The Bulls beat the Nets 128-102. Nikola Vukovic with 21 points, 10 rebounds. Josh Giddey, 20 points, 13 rebounds, 11 assists. You had the T-Wolves beat the Lakers 109-80. Julius Randle had 18. This was not a good night for LeBron James or Anthony Davis, excuse me. Neither one shot it well. Here was LeBron. I think the question was, are you trying to play every game this season at your age, or are you going to get a little bit of rest in?
I mean, that's a goal, but we'll see. But I'm discussing right now.
And so we shall see. It's just interesting, though, at his age, that he's been out there every single night. When we talk about guys taking days off, he has not yet anyway. Celtics beat the Heat 108-89. Jaylen Brown had 29. You got the Knicks and the Magic coming up later tonight. And I know we don't usually do a lot on the hockey, but the Devils played the Rangers last night. There's a couple things from here. Number one,
the
Devils.
This was just perfect that Boomer was off today, by the way.
And he's not here.
Yeah, I know. I mean, because we would be torturing his ass over this whole thing the entire morning.
But the Devils got two goals in the first period, nearly had a third on a breakaway from Jack Hughes. More on that in a moment. And then in the second.
Devils keep it alive, though. 10 seconds to go and 5-on-3. Jack gives it to Brett. Far circle, moves out high. Now for Jack, looks around, gets it to Nation. It comes through to Hamilton, and he drives it home. Power play goal, and it's 3-0.
And so then they would score a couple more, and they would win 5-1. Matt Lachlan on Devils Radio. So the Rangers in a bad way right now. They're 1-6 in their last seven. The Devils moving to 17-9-2. But the story that's in the paper and that everyone's talking about is Steven Valiquette on MSG. So I mentioned the Jack Hughes breakaway up 2-0 in the first period. He goes to his left, slides right, and then tries to put one in around Igor on the right side. Here was Valiquette on MSG postgame.
I don't like that because Hughes set out to embarrass Shesterkin there by slowing down and going to one hand. And that should send a shockwave to everybody on the bench.
Now, he kept talking for a little bit, and Bill Pito then stepped in and says, it's interesting that you saw that, and basically asked why.
He slowed down. He wanted to put a fancy move on. It was more Instagram hockey than intense hockey. There wasn't much of a back check, so that allowed him to do it. But I'm looking at him going like this and doing what, in a practice, a goalie would get mad at a teammate for doing, saying that would never happen in a game.
So then, obviously, he says this, and then the reporters go back to Hughes.
Rangers broadcasters thought that you were trying to embarrass Shesterkin. Just take me through that, and what was your reaction to hearing that?
What did he say?
He said he thought you were trying to embarrass Shesterkin on that breakaway when you went to the Forsberg.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what that means. Like, what does that even mean? I don't even know what that means.
So, no reaction, really.
And for people who don't know, Steve Valiquette, a former goaltender, like he's coming from that perspective.
And part of what he was saying, too, I don't know that he necessarily was going after Jack Hughes, because a lot of what he was talking in the middle of it was that the Rangers had no reaction to this at all. Like, they didn't have Igor's back. I saw this live last night. I didn't think anything of it at all.
Does it look like much?
No. Yeah, it looked like an attempt to score, but I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like everybody in the Rangers world is trying to inspire this team, and nothing is working.
Not right now.
Like, they floated all those names out to be traded, and now they got the broadcasters saying, hey, they embarrassed you. Like, I think they're just trying to, like, rev the engines on this group, and they just can't.
Yeah, for whatever reason, because they started out quite well, and they have not played well of late. You've got the Islanders in Montreal tonight. The Texas Rangers signing Kyle Higashioka to a 2-year deal. And could Clay Holmes come to the Mets as a starter? That's a big story today, too.
Yeah, I saw that. Did you happen to, I mean, I guess maybe you didn't see it. I was waiting for it today because you're always on top of it. The Chad Ochocinco crying.
I got to edit it.
Okay. No, but I mean, it was cut up a lot yesterday, like just in like the small version.
He's cried,
but it's got to be put in and cut up and edited.
I know, but don't get angry.
No, no, I'm not. But there's more to it than just the one piece. It's 4 minutes.
Okay.
There's a lot to it than just him crying, which I'm questioning.
I mean,
and I want to set it up properly.
He's dead, but you know what? And we'll
Did
talk
you
about
see
it
the
when
whole
you play
thing,
it. I saw like 2 minutes of it.
Did you see him laughing hysterically right before it?
I see that. No, I didn't see
that's
that.
That's why I want to play it
so
for
he's
you.
Got tears.
It's a 4-minute piece. I want to cut it up and give it to you properly so that you can then make a real opinion.
It is. It's those guys every day.
I don't buy it.
Every
I don't
day buy it give us stuff.
Yeah, it's fake.
Every day.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.